You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The completely redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com is here. Visit it now, right now. You can listen to that. You can listen to our show on that. You can listen to that on the Browns mobile app, which you can download for your Apple, Android smartphone, or, of course, your tablet, iPad, et cetera, et cetera. So you can check that out there. Today was a little mock draft. Again, Vic and I went through our top five and did our first five picks for the Cleveland Browns as well. I have a scenario in which Jadeveon Clowney falls. He had his pro day today, was very impressive, as was expected to me. And it really is just going to come down to how things shake out at number one. I think if Clowney, if they don't take him number one, and again, in this scenario, there are no trade-ups. If he doesn't go number one,
right,
I could see the Rams trading back to six with Atlanta to come up and get Clowney. I could see Jacksonville take Clowney, but at the same time, I think that with everything they've done on their line, they would take a quarterback if they felt one was there.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. I mean, that a quarterback, whoever that quarterback might be, has got to be in the loop and in the thinking for them. Clowney's just tremendous skill set is going to be very hard for anybody to ignore. And even though teams know the cautionary tales about drafting that athlete who ends up being a great workout warrior athlete and nothing on the football field, even with all of that and the history of that in this league, people still go down the road of drafting that athlete. They still go down the road of being able to tell the people who are writing the checks or show them that player, the tape, the numbers, look at him. Look how great, you know, he looks the part. And looks the part often trumps almost everything else. But can he play the part? And I think he can. I mean, I think his skill set is exceptional. I get all the questions, but I'll say this. I don't think there are really any more questions about Jadeveon Clowney than most anyone you would put in that top five category. The one exception, maybe it's because of the nature of his position, is Greg Robinson, the tackle from Auburn, because you say, well, what does he do that's erratic, that makes you think he can't be a guy there? Your judgments on offensive linemen and tackles especially, they're somewhat straightforward. There aren't a lot of, I mean, complexities that go with it, even though you're looking at all those intricate footwork details and athletic stuff that go into play in that position too. But in terms of Clowney or the quarterback discussion or the Sammy Watkins discussion, I think there are as many questions about any of them. So I wouldn't say, well, it's a bigger risk with him than it is with someone else. I'm not buying that.
I agree. And the athleticism, the unbelievable upside he possesses is one of the reasons why I think if he does somehow slip to four, that the Browns will run, not walk up there to take him, which is what I have happening in my mock draft. Want to reiterate one point today. A Browns official has confirmed with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, that the Browns did have representation today at the Jadeveon Clowney Pro Day. Now, obviously, it wasn't GM Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine and company. And the reason that could be, according to a report right now, is that the Browns are conducting their private workout with University of Central Florida and your guy, quarterback Blake Bortles, per Mary Kay Cabot of Cleveland.com. Right. So that would explain why they weren't there.
And right, that why the head coach and GM weren't there, but somebody was there. Again, the team had representation there.
Yes.
They weren't overt about it. They weren't wearing the colors of the team, supposedly, whoever was there. They did it in a stealthy sort of way. But that's been kind of fun to talk about, and I think we've all kind of kicked it around. It matters nothing until we get into the draft, and it still may not matter then, other than a point of discussion. And we'll see how that all plays out. Want to remind you again to check out our website, ClevelandBrowns.com,
the new and improved.
That's right, new and improved.
Right.
The clean, beautiful-looking website. That is we're going to have our 2.0 versions of mock drafts there. We're also going to have a piece by, and we had him on earlier in the show, Kevin Jones, the new addition to our staff here. He's a staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com, doing a piece about Jadeveon Clowney's workout today. And we've got some nice observations about that from him that you'll also be able to read a little bit later on right here on ClevelandBrowns.com. Want to thank some people for being part of this show. We certainly want to thank Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal for his great contribution. We want to thank Josh Kendall, who covers South Carolina, beat writer for the state newspaper in Columbia, South Carolina, for being with us as well. Want to thank Megan Rock for tweeting throughout the show and for doing all the stuff that she does for the show, our support, and she's going to be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap that will be posted later today on the New and Improved. ClevelandBrowns.com. Our outstanding producer, Jason Gibbs, thank you for all your work. And a reminder, too, that Mel Kiper from ESPN, the Draft Guru, we'll have him on this show tomorrow. We're going to talk, obviously, what? The draft, but also play the draft.
That's right.
That game that we've been telling you about on ClevelandBrowns.com that you've got to get into, that you've got to sign up for. Mel Kiper, who is also a part of that, along with Nathan and yours truly, is going to give you some lowdown on that as well. Hooley and Gerard follow this show, so stick around for that. For Nathan, I'm Vic, saying we will talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.